comes this morning, how much we love you, how much we appreciate you. And this morning, it is less of like a preach. This morning, this is more of a word of encouragement to the mums. I was thinking about it, and I was praying to God, exactly like just going, okay, where do we go with this? What do we say? And I was, as I was thinking through it, I was like, well, what would I want my mum to know? What I love about her? Exactly what we ask the kids. What is it that I want my mum to know that I love about her? And the way that she mirrors God, and the way that she bears God's image. And for me, I decided that this morning that was faith. And I want to, I really want to kind of on, well, of course we're going to pick on mums because it's Mother's Day, but in a really loving way. But we want to pick, I want to pick on this word faith, because, I strongly, believe that mums show a massive level of faith in God, and the mums here at CBC, and not just the mums, but the mother figures here at CBC. There is another like group here of women who are amazing because of their nurturing spirits and their loving hearts and the way they open their homes and the way they feed mouths and so on and so forth, that they show this mother heart, and so. This encouragement, this word is just as much for you as it is for our mums here at CBC. And so, ladies, I hope that this morning is a morning of great encouragement and blessing to you. And so this morning we're going to talk about faith, because when I think about my mum and the mums at CBC, this is one of the key words that I would use to describe what I see, faith, and a great faith at that. And so I've got this question for us to talk about, because Mother's Day is a lot about family. And I thought, what better way to encourage family is than to have a conversation. And so a question's going to come up on screen, and I just want to invite us to have a conversation with each other for a couple of minutes on this question. And the question is, what are some of the ways that someone shows they have faith in something? What are some of the ways that someone shows they have faith in something? So we'll have a bit of a conversation about that. By the way, this is a perfect time, in case you see your mother that you haven't yet said Happy Mother's Day to in person, run across the room and do that. If there's a mother figure to you, also take the opportunity to do that, run across and say Happy Mum's Day. But yeah, this is just a couple of minutes for us to talk about it. It doesn't have to be like deep or profound at the same time. And we'll see where we end up at the end of this. So a couple of minutes, feel free to have some conversation. Awesome. All right, so what are some of the ways that someone shows they have faith in something? Anything, like anybody want to throw their hand up and just and say it? Again, it doesn't have to be profound, just how someone shows faith. Yes, Mike, go. If it was a product, you'd buy it. Yeah, awesome. You have faith in it, so you purchase it. That's a great way. Awesome. So what is? Does anybody else have anything else? Grant does, apparently. He's getting pointed to from behind. Okay, Grant.
Yeah, because you have faith in something, you rely on it and you relax, knowing that you can trust it.
Yeah, all right. Right, so when you have faith in something, you relax, you rely on it, and you know you can trust it. Is that it? Yeah. Awesome, man. Yeah, that's totally true. Yeah. Nick? Yep, most people are on the left-hand side of the road. And if not, well, you're in another country, probably. Anything else? By being here, yeah? Do you want to expand on that?
Well, if I didn't have faith in what I believe in, I wouldn't be sitting here now, would I? All right,
that's good, good, good. By actions. Yeah, all right, sweet. So faith can be shown by your actions. That's a great thing. And Robert was just saying that part of why he's here, or the main reason I'd imagine he's here, is because he has faith in what he believes in. So that's another way in which someone has shown that they have faith in it. And action. Yeah, totally. All right, anything else? Anybody dying to give an answer? Oh, yes. Spending time with a person. Or investing time in a person. Yeah, all right, cool. That's, yeah, definitely. Let me just try, what? Popcorn. I have in faith that it will pop. Sometimes it doesn't pop. Yeah, all right, sweet. Yeah, Marcus took the cake. Okay, well done. You win the prize for, again, a profound statement on a Sunday morning. It's not wrong. No, you're dead right. Some kernels don't pop. Yeah, it's tragic. So for me, one of the key ways that my mum has shown me her faith is this. One of the key ways that my mum has shown me that, like, her faith and her faith in God is this. It is her prayer life. It is her prayer life, and it is also the way in which she has encouraged me to pray. Like, I would say that on, like, more than, like, 100, more than probably 200 occasions, growing up as a kid, something would be going on, and I would be, like, in a tiz about it. Even if it was, you know, like, when you lose a toy or something like that. Even if it was, like, a lost toy when I was younger, okay, this wasn't recent, but I've lost a toy, and mum would say to me, "Hey, Dave, have you prayed about it? Hey, Dave, have you prayed about and asked God to show you where that toy is?" I think that's pretty cool. Like, that's actually bringing faith to, like, something really, like, you could say small, but at the same time teaching, like, a really powerful lesson that God cares about what you care about. And for me, that was actually, like, quite, it's been such a cool journey. In fact, I would say that the last time my mum said that to me was last week. She was over at my house, and I was in a tiz about something. I was worrying about something, and I'd been talking to mum about it and saying this and this and this and this. And mum does this amazing thing of just listening and taking it in and taking it in and taking it in. And then she just says the simple line, "Dave, have you prayed about it?" And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. You know, like, the one thing I can do about this situation, I wasn't doing in this situation. And my mum was just like, "Dave, back to prayer, back to your connection with God." Because, and my mum has shown that so often in her own life, that when something happens, she'll be like, "We need to pray about this." And it's just like, oh, it's such a good encouragement, and it's so, so simple. And the thing is this, prayer being the norm or the thing that you go to isn't normal. Unless you have an expectation or a faith that you are being heard and that the prayer will be answered. You don't instinctly do something. You don't go, "You know what? Everything's falling apart. I don't know what to do, so I'm going to pray," unless you believe you are going to be heard and there is an answer. You don't do that. And so for me and my mum and our relationship, God has shown me this amazing story about having faith when everything doesn't seem to be going as I would hope to be, or it's falling apart, or even just in the day-to-day normal things when things aren't falling apart. It's like, "Dave, have you prayed about it? Dave, have you prayed about it?" And I would just, like, this morning, like, it's just such a cool lesson that if I think, even if we all just took that away this morning, whether we're mothers or not, that whole thing of, "Have I prayed about it?" And so I don't know what's going on in your world right now, but my mum would say to me, and so I say to you, "Have you prayed about it? Have you prayed about it?" Because that shows a measure of faith. There is an expectation when you pray that God is hearing you and he is listening. And the thing is in his word, he promises to listen when his people pray. He promises to listen when his people pray. When his kids come to him and say, "Ah, this is going on, I don't know what to do," he's listening, he's there. He is more than aware of what's going on already. But he just loves that his kids come and talk to him. And so my mum would always say to me, "Dave, have you prayed?" Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says this about faith. It's going to come up on the screen. "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Reading it again. "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Mums, I know that so much of your being, so this is a direct word to you mums here this morning. I know that so much of your being goes into praying for your kids and loving your kids and caring for your kids and feeding your kids and showing your love in practical ways and so on and so forth. And I think that's amazing. But I also know that so much of what that is, like going on, is bigger than what we kind of take it for. The way that I see it is that so much of what my mum did, the way that she encouraged me to pray, the way in which she encouraged me in general and loved me and nurtured me and so on and so forth, was because she had a faith, a greater faith, that God was in control and that he loved me more than my mum loved me. And I know that that's such a crazy thing to think about for mums, because you go, is there anything strong, like we actually hear the sentence, is there anything stronger than a mother's love? Is there anything stronger than a mother's love? Like we hear that sentence thrown around. And quite often we'll say, man, the love of a mother is like this crazy unstoppable force. Don't mess with her kids because she will come for you, kind of thing. But what my mum was doing and teaching me this lesson to go to God in prayer was a greater lesson. One about her faith in God and her trusting that he was listening. But also she was showing me that she had a faith that God loved me more than she did. Like that is a great faith, because we so often wrestle with like the love of God. But I just saw it just in these simple ways of my mum saying, Dave, have you prayed? Dave, I love you. Dave, that's amazing. So on and so forth. This investing into me, this building into me, coming out of a great faith that she had in God, that what she was doing, God was going to take and produce fruit in me. And that's where I really want to go this morning, that so much of your investing in your children, mums, I see it not just as a simple act, but as a great act of faith. This investing that you do in your children is just going, okay, God, this is what I can do, and I commit it to you, and I thank you that you're going to take this and that you can produce fruit through this. I would say this morning that I wouldn't have the love for prayer that I have this morning were it not for my mum. And like, here we go. Trust it. Trust your waterworks. But yeah, hey Fever. Nah, I'm okay with praying, crying for my mum. Not for my mum, because of my mum. My mum is amazing. And she has invested in me in like the craziest way by simply reminding me to pray. Dave, have you prayed? And her faith was infectious and inspiring, and it continues to be so. Even when her 26-year-old son is in his own home and she's over visiting him, she's still bold enough to say, have you prayed? I love that she is not scared to come into my house and say, Dave, have you prayed? That's pretty cool. In fact, that's amazing in my opinion. And this is where I want to go with this idea of faith this morning. It's pretty simple. The thing with faith is that it leaves a legacy and it tells a story. Faith leaves a legacy and it tells a story. And that's one of the reasons that faith is so powerful, because faith is lasting. That even when the person who showed it is no longer around, it lingers. Like somebody who shows a great faith in something, even after they've left the room, they have had a lasting impact. Faith is powerful. Faith in God is unstoppable. Faith is powerful, but faith in God is unstoppable. And so, mums, what I would encourage you to have this morning is that, yes, I honor you for your faith, but don't stop there, because God has so much more for you. He loves you. like crazy. And he wants to use you powerfully in the lives of your kids as you invest in them. But the main thing is your faith. The main thing is your faith between God and yourself, your relationship, that intimacy that God desires to have with you. That's it. And so I'm not going to profess that I know what it's like to be a mum, and I am never going to know what it's like to be a mum. But what I do know is that God promises that when you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. When you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. And I feel like that's kind of like one of the main verses for this morning. And encouragements to mum, to the mums, that as you invest in your kids, invest in them having first drawn near to God. Invest in them having first drawn near to God, because he promises to draw near to you. And when things are going crazy, the response becomes, well, what should I do about this? I should probably pray. And then that becomes like almost like a mantra, where not only should I pray, but I should encourage my kids to pray and to talk to God and have a faith in him, that he is listening and he loves them and he is going to work through them. From verse 17, it starts giving us a list of people, and the list is fairly extensive. From verse 17 in Hebrews chapter 11, it starts giving us a list of people who showed faith and left a legacy for us to read here and now. Think about that. There is a list of people who showed faith, and we are reading it now. Faith leaves a legacy. Faith tells a story. And faith in God is unstoppable. We've got people like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, the people of Israel. That's a massive collection of people. Rahab. Showed great faith in God. And the list goes on. It actually says that, like, well, not in those exact words, but it almost is like, so all these people showed great faith in God and, like, so many more. That's what the author is saying. Their faith resulted in like, many things. And you can read of, like, I suppose the result of their great faith. And you read that, because of their faith, people were blessed. Because of their faith, peoples were delivered. Because of their faith, I love that it says this, that the walls, like, so the people of Israel had faith and the walls of Jericho fell down. I love that it wasn't some mighty military force that caused this fortified city's fortifications to crumble, but faith in God. Faith in God caused a mighty city to fall that was standing opposed to him. And I think that, mums, you can take a really powerful message from that, that faith in God breaks down strongholds. Faith in God breaks down strongholds. And so often, I've seen when I'm hurting or one of my siblings are hurting, my mum hurts with me or with us. It's their nature, it's their heart, their love for their kids. And it is amazing and it is beautiful and it's God given. And I will never profess to understand what it's like when your kids are hurting to know that. Because I mean, I don't even have kids, let alone I'm not a mother. But mums, faith in God breaks down strongholds. And so wherever your kids are this morning, however they are this morning, faith in God breaks down strongholds. And I don't think I need to say much more, because every family probably understands that. But faith in God breaks down strongholds. Faith in God is unstoppable. And mothers, we honor you and we love you and we are so thankful to God for you, for the faith that you show day in, day out in God, that what you do, God will take and produce great things in your kids. And so thank you. Thank you, mums. If I could run around the room and hug you all, I would right now. Like, I have this like intense, genuine love for you, for all of you right now. And I really hope that you get that, that you understand that. And so, mums, for the faith that you show, we thank you and we honor you. But at the same time, I want to encourage you to continue to show your faith to your kids, because faith blesses, faith delivers, faith breaks down strongholds. Faith is powerful. It leaves a legacy and it tells a story even when you're not in the room. My mum's not here this morning. She's not. Well, that sounds really morbid, like she's gone somewhere else. But she's working this morning and she can't be here. But her legacy has like encouraged me to talk about what she encourages me to do. Her faith has been infectious. And so I stand here and I testify to my mother's faith. Not because she's in the room, but because of how great her faith has been, that it's told me a story that I can trust God and that he hears me and that he loves me and he is attentive to my cry. So thank you, mums. We love you. We honor you. We are better because of you. And I genuinely 100%, 110% mean that. So yeah. That's my encouragement this morning. And this morning, if you're yet to get in contact with your mum, can I encourage you to pick out even just one thing that you love about your mother? Not just, hey, mum, I love you, but hey, mum, I love you because of this. And actually just to identify something in her that is amazing and to just affirm that and just encourage that. Hey, mum, I love you, and I love you because of this. So we'll just pray now. And, mums, where you are, can I just ask you to stand? Because we want to pray for you. And as the mums stand, can I encourage families to get around their mums and to be praying along with me or to be praying for their mums? But also, like, if you just see mums standing on their own, can you please get around them and just encourage them and give them a hug and just pray alongside? So family, get around the mums now, because we're just gonna have some time of prayer for them. Lord God, we just praise you for how you designed families to work, that you saw the need for a nurturing spirit and a caring heart and even just somebody who's more connected to the emotional side of life. God, we thank you, Father, for that. That you saw as humans our need for that in our lives. And I thank you, Father, that that is a reflection of who you are. And so, Lord, we just praise you, Father, for the mothers here this morning and the mothers who couldn't be here this morning. Lord, we just want to bless you, Father, for that. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless these mothers, that they would just have today a real sense of just a great love, Father, from their family, but also just from this broader family here at CBC, that, Lord, we would honor our mothers, that we would uphold them, Lord. We pray for them now that whatever they may be going through, Lord, I just ask that you would just be meeting them in that place, that, God, you would just encounter them with your great love that goes beyond understanding. Lord, that it would be just a deepening experience of who you are, God, this morning. And so, God, we just pray these things in the name of our mighty Savior Jesus, who is risen and on high. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen.